Did it again. Hey guys, what is going on? Brandon Hanley here, father for the rest of us. The voice of a generation. Generation of fathers that give a damn. It is it's Monday evening. The temperature on the dash reads 93. I'm right outside of Shell Shock Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. And this is the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Report. BJJ Report. BJJ Report. It's hot. It's humid. And I feel good. You know, had a packed class this evening. We'll call it my God, it's hot. What's up, brother? Brock and I are just finishing up a world tour of fatherdom. I think that we just finished up with Father's Day. We finished up what I would have to call my equivalent to kind of like Christmas, right? Or Thanksgiving. A lot of build up, a lot of work went into it. A lot of awesome things happened over Father's Day, Father's Day weekend. I'm trying not to hit any of my peers here. I'm not sure they were all so kind with me. You know who I'm talking to. I'm just kidding, everybody was great. But man, it was a lot of work, a lot of effort. I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm cooking, brother. I'm cooking. It's hot. I'm not gonna lie. It was a lot of work. Loved every minute of it. And it was. I told somebody that it was kind of like, Father's Eve and the day before Father's Day, put a lot of work in, put a lot of effort into supporting my community and being there with my friends and fellow fathers, the Brotherhood of Fatherhood. It was a lot of work and a lot of effort, a lot of good, like solid, rewarding effort though. Like the type of thing that once you got done, you knew that you would like give in all that you had to a worthy cause. And my family got the remnants the day after. And I say that like half-heartedly. I was pretty tired and spent. And my family was amazing to me. Meg was awesome. She still is awesome. I haven't let her go yet. The boys are awesome. We made some videos and I shot some videos of the dads on Father's Eve, got a lot of comments, a lot of just had a conversation with some of these dads and like you see me doing a lot of spaces, just bring it to the forefront. It's not that we don't know that we're supposed to be dads, it's not that we don't know we're supposed to celebrate, it's that we aren't. Right? It's like when somebody puts a bag of chips out, you're like, I'm not supposed to eat it, but I'm gonna. Because chips are fucking tasty. I love chips. So tonight was kind of rough in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. The thing that I wanted to talk about was that we're there to learn, guys. We're there to learn. And what was hard tonight was that Finn, my oldest, was in there tonight. And he has been working so hard. He's been he puts in all of his heart when he goes in there. And he just really, I know he looks up to me I feel like he looks up to me for approval, and I don't want him to. At the same time, every time I catch his gaze, I give him a thumbs up, and I see a little bit of a smile, and I see a little bit of extra effort go in that he knows that, like, I'm championing him, right? So when you're somebody else's champion, you're not doing the fight for them. Like, you give them your all so that they can have their all, right? And we do that for our children. We are we are our children's champions. Advocates is too pussy is a word. But somebody might get mad about that. Gonna have to let it ride though, because that's the word I would use. Advocate doesn't do our children justice. We are champions for our children. Just as much as we gotta be champions for ourselves. Anyway, so he's in there, he's putting forth all of his effort. He had a really good role with a guy, one of the kids that usually challenges him a little bit more, and he's making progress, and it's visible, and I see it, and it's awesome. And then he went up against the kid that tonight was his first night, and the kid's really, that he faced up against, I want to say he's probably a little bit older. It doesn't matter as much when you are literally old and older, like the guys that are there in their 40s. It's not the same as if you fight somebody 41 and 42 as it is if you fight somebody that's 8. And I say fight, use the word loosely, if you spar with somebody who's a year older than you when you're 8 and they're 9, that's a lot of difference. That's a lot of time that's developed in learning how to use your limbs. Not to mention that the guy that he fought against, sparred against, was significantly more advanced in skill level. And he put up a solid fight, and he was getting coached very well, and he was putting a lot into it. And I believe, and I couldn't see the angle very well, but I was pretty sure that he should have tapped out, right? I was pretty sure he was in a situation where he was ultra uncomfortable and getting frustrated, and I think also in a position that he should have tapped out. So he started crying, and, you know, I stayed back because, you know, first of all, you know, the coaches were there, and I wanted them to handle it first before I go running in. And the coaches stepped away for a second, so I went in, and I just asked him. I said, "Hey, dude, you know, what happened?" Because I, you know, I love him, and he's my son, and that's the right thing to do. I said, "You know, what happened? Let's talk about it." I could tell he was just more frustrated than anything else. And I asked him, I said, "Hey, you hurt?" He goes, "No, but he was choking me." I said, "Okay. We know that's part of the thing. And when you get choked, you got to tap out. You got to let somebody know you're getting choked. And here's the deal. It's not to the pain. It's not. And this is what I'm telling him. I'm like, buddy, you gotta, you know, if it starts to hurt at all, tap. You're not here to impress me. You're not here to impress anybody else. And this is not like a strongman competition. We come to jiu-jitsu to learn." And I, you know, when I said that to him, I could see, you know, he lightened up a little bit, and I felt, you know, I felt like he may have been already trying to take too much on, right? At the age of like, you know, 8, already trying to put the superhero have to win every battle thing on his shoulder. What, dude? If you want to go around me, but don't ride my ass. The speed limit's 55. If, you know, we're here to learn. Right, we're here to learn. That's what I told him. I said, if you start to feel like you're getting hurt, then that's not the point of this. Tap out. And so it was really tough watching that. And my point really is, I mean, if you're getting hurt in any situation, mentally, or if you find yourself in a work situation and you're hurt, you should be able to tell somebody, like, you know, I'm in a situation that's causing me pain, grief, and it may. A big part of it may be like just general mental anguish, but the rest of it may be. I'm just gonna turn in here so this guy can go ahead and get to where he's got to get to. A big part of it may be mental anguish, and that's okay. It's okay if you are mentally like just kind of downtrodden and having a rough day. Let somebody know that you're having a rough day, and that's okay. Luckily, you know, if you're having a bad day. And that's all it is, and it is all mental. Just say, "Hey, man, I'm having a bad day." Let somebody know, and once you say that, once you are able to kind of unload that, and open up a conversation with somebody, break the veneer. Break, you know, guys, we're freaking humans. You know, I think there was a book going around about the mask that you wear and anything like that. I didn't dig into it. I didn't get into it. But look, the mask that you wear, discard it sometimes, man. Just let people know you're human. And I wanted him to understand that. I wanted him to understand that it was okay to not put yourself in a compromising position. That it was okay that he wasn't there to show off. He was there to learn. And, you know, he went and he settled down and he was cool. You know, we sat there for a moment and we collected ourselves, you know. You know, the only thing that I can do is love him, you know, and offer guidance. And hope to come at it from a place of true heart. And, you know, do we want to challenge our children? Sure. Do we want to challenge each other? Sure. But it doesn't, you know, make sense to challenge yourself or those around you past the breaking point. You know? Build up to the breaking point. Know where that's at. Know where you say, this is my breaking point, this is it. And that just be okay with saying it. Maybe next time it goes a little bit further. You know, you've got to say today, right now, in this moment, this is my breaking point. And reset. Reset. My rolls this evening, I got, you know, I rolled up against a guy, had never rolled up against him before. And he got me a lot of different times. And what I learned was that I still need a lot of work. That's what I learned. And I learned what's great is when somebody comes from a different school. When somebody comes from a different school, you can tell automatically. It's so great. Like, I mean, I'm so So, you know, kung fu, and they're, you know, I'm Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and they're Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But when you come from a different school, it's kind of like, you know, mantis versus tiger, right? You know, they come from different schools. You really get, you get an understanding and appreciation for how least you may, that breaking point may come in that much tighter if you don't admit where it is today. So tomorrow your breaking point could be, you know, instead of it being here, be have, because you weren't willing to share where your breaking point is today. So hopefully you guys get some value out of that. If you made it to the end of here, you know, make sure you give me some thumbs up, give some hearts, give some love, share it with somebody that you know. If you like them, if you hate this whole thing, then share it with people that you hate. If you have people that you hate on your friends list, we should talk anyways, guys. I have coaching spots open. I probably got like two spots open. If anybody's looking to do coaching from fatherhood perspective, working on the fatherhood mindset, let's have that conversation. What's that look like? It looks like something different for everybody, man. I gotta figure out where you're at and see if it's even a fit. But if you are on the brink of mediocrity into the abyss of greatness, what a terrible choice of words, but if you're staring greatness in the face and afraid to take the next step, let's have that conversation. That's gonna do it for me. You can reach out to me here on Facebook, man, any day, anytime. I'll respond ASAP. You can also, if you want to email me, do that, Brandon@fatherhoodfortherestofus.com. And if you just want to go to the website, fill out a form, and set up a time, you can do that at fatherhoodfortherestofus.com.